Welcome to 3 Good Minutes with your host, Dr. Richard Wing.
Greetings to all of you. My name is Richard Wing, and this is 3 Good Minutes. At least we hope they are for you. Maybe a moment of inspiration or just pause. In Southern California, in San Diego, there was a woman in my congregation who came to me, young woman, 2 children, wonderful husband. And she announced to me that she had retinitis pigmentosa, which I guess is a fancy way of saying that she is slowly going blind. And she came into my office and she told me of that. And of course, I shared that grief with her. And then she said, I want you to pray for my healing and for my renewed sight. I told her that oftentimes there's all kinds of healings of sometimes we need inner healing to accept the things that have come to us. Sometimes there's outer healing that we know little about. Some people get well, some don't. And I went on with all of this seminary jargon. And she looked me straight in the eye and said, see, that's the problem with you clergy. You don't know how to listen. I'm telling you, Dick, I want you to lay your hands on my eyes and pray for their restoration. And I finally said to her, well, of course, I want that for you. So I will direct my want directly to God. And we will do that. And there was an afternoon at a Catholic retreat center where we entered there into the lovely chapel. And we sat there for a while. And then finally came the prayer. Oh, Lord, you know us better than we know ourselves. You know what we want. And we want this dear lady to be able to see. And we dare to pray these things in Jesus' name. And we left. Each Sunday, I got a little curious about whatever might have happened. And after a couple of weeks, I didn't talk to her. After a month, I didn't talk to her. And then finally, I said to her, Jane, is there any improvement in your eyes and all? And she kind of squinted a little bit and looked up. She says, oh, no. I think it's about the same. And then she said to me, you know, Dick, I came to your office wanting healing so I could see again. But that's not what I really needed. I needed release from my fear. Maybe my husband will not find me attractive any longer. Maybe my children will get tired of leading me around. She said, I needed release from fear. And that's what I got in the prayer. Was it Garrison Keillor who said that oftentimes what we ask for is not what we get? What we get is something else that we would have asked for in the first place had we known. That is Jane's story and her truth. This is 3 Good Minutes. I am Richard Wing, wishing all of you the very best.